Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and started my blog, ClassTechTips.com, in 2012 to help educators find new ideas and great tech-friendly resources. You may be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or maybe we've met at a conference or a special event. You might have followed along with my EdTech tips for years or simply joining in for the first time today. Either way, I am so glad you're here. My goal is to help make EdTech easier for educators through my books, blog, podcast, and membership site, the Easy EdTech Club. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mentioned. Are you on the list? The wait list, that is. Well, very soon, I'll open up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club. That's right, the doors are closed as I'm recording this episode, but will reopen for 2020 from March 25th to March 31st. Anyone on the wait list gets something extra special, so head over to classtechtips.com/club to get on the wait list, or send me a message on Instagram, @classtechtips, and I'll get you all the info. This week's podcast is titled Movie Making Activities for Reading Classrooms. How do your students share their reading experiences with the world? In today's episode, we'll talk about how movie making activities help students talk about favorite books and all sorts of reading that they take part in over the course of the school year. They can use the movie making or video format to share what they've learned from reading. Whether you're focused on literature or informational text, students of all ages can share their reading experiences in video projects. If you're teaching reading with ELA standards this year, well, this podcast will have plenty of tips for you. If your students are reading in another subject area, whether they are doing research for a project in a math classroom, reading from a social studies textbook, or exploring topics related to science and current events articles, well, this podcast is for you too. I hope you'll join me in this quick episode where we'll talk about some activities you can do with student readers. Making movies requires students to have a vision and create a plan. They must make decisions, think critically, listen to feedback, and take action. When students create videos, they combine images, music, and voice to visually communicate an idea. It sets a purpose for student readers. They might read a novel or research a topic and synthesize information from a variety of sources. They're taking all of this together, taking all of it into account as they create a final product. Today we're talking about videos to share with a specific audience. Now, regular listeners of the podcast know that I am a big fan of the Adobe Spark tools. Ben Forda and I even wrote a book titled 40 Ways to Inject Creativity into Your Classroom with Adobe Spark. I've done work with their team and love these free resources. Although the book has over a dozen graphic organizers, I do have a link to a few you can use with Spark Video, and on the show notes for this episode, I'll provide links to all of the resources I talk about today, including my free graphic organizers and a couple extra blog posts that go into more detail about movie making with students. Remember, you can find all the things I talk about, including those free graphic organizers, by going to the show notes for this episode, which you can find at classtechtips.com/podcast. Now, of course, you can use the activities we'll talk about today with any movie making tool. You might already use Adobe Rush, iMovie, or Clips with your students. But as I mentioned, I'm a bit partial to the Adobe Spark tools. And Spark Video is totally free and works on Chromebook, iPad, and any laptop computer with a web browser. There is just so much you can do with Adobe Spark, from creating websites to making infographics. Since it's an open-ended creation tool, the possibilities are really endless. But as I mentioned, if you're using another video tool or you are combining multimedia from lots of different formats, you'll find tips in this episode that you can use regardless of the platform that you decide to share with students. Whenever I talk about big ideas for creation in the classroom, formative assessment in the classroom, or activities for students in any content area, I always like to give a few different tool examples so that you have some websites or apps to get started with if you don't already have some in your tool belt. So in today's episode, I'll share 5 movie making activities for student readers. And when you're finished listening, don't forget to check out all the extra resources on the show notes. So let's jump in to video projects for student readers. Student movie makers can record their voice and add visuals to their project. Spark Video is that open-ended creation tool I mentioned. Since these activities are ready for you to customize for your students, I recommend creating an exemplar. An example that shows off all the things that you want students to include in their own product. This way, you can model the process and help students understand your expectations. In this podcast episode, I have a list of 5 activities for you. First up on the list is book trailers. The purpose of a book trailer is to convince an audience to read a book. To create a book trailer, students will have to decide what key elements to share without giving away the entire plot of the book. Students can add images that connect to setting and characters, and at the end of the video, they can include a clear call to action. In the same way students are familiar with seeing movie trailers, and at the end, there's the information on where they can learn more, or when the video comes out, or how you can find it. Same thing goes. A video book trailer might end with a phrase like, "You should read this book because..." If you're ready to read this book, you can find it. You won't want to miss this book because, but you might also give students the opportunity to be flexible and use these prompts as just examples. Next on the list is creating a public service announcement. A public service announcement shares information and raises awareness about an issue. Students can choose a problem in their local community or focus on something more global. They might choose a topic based purely on their interests. Alternatively, you might share issues related to a larger unit of study. This type of project can incorporate strategies where students read from a variety of sources to synthesize information. In a social studies, science, or math classroom, an activity like this one can be tailored to align to a specific unit of study you're working on. Here are a couple topics to consider for a public service announcement: using plastic bags, drunk driving, littering, wearing seatbelts. All of those are ones that could be used as a public service announcement, but if you search for public service announcements online, you can find lots of examples to share with students as inspiration. Next up is compare and contrast activities. Are your students reading 2 novels with similar themes? Are they learning about 2 notable figures from history? Well, students can compare and contrast by making a movie. First, have students make a list of things they will compare and contrast. Then, students can organize this type of video by creating title slides for each new category. Next, ask students to add examples related to the 2 things they are comparing. For instance, if students learn about 2 states, they can compare and contrast the weather, natural resources, and geography of these places. You might want to talk to students about some vocabulary they might include that goes along with our compare and contrast, like similar, alike, different, or also. Another customizable movie making activity is an author spotlight. Over the school year, your students might read numerous selections from the same author or lots of blog posts from the same writer. Alternatively, your students might read novels or picture books from several different authors. You can encourage students to choose one author to profile in an author spotlight. This movie can share information and might address English language art goals too, especially if you're making connections to writing. An author spotlight might include date of birth, most famous works, maybe some fewer known works that are worth noting, and their lasting impact, like why we talk about them today. Now, last on the list of video projects for student readers is the monthly recap. Over the course of a month, your students might read lots of picture books, a dozen current events articles, or one or two novels. Regardless of the specific accomplishments, in video format, have students share what they've read in a monthly recap. Students can choose images and icons connected to their reading experiences. They might even set goals for next month at the end of the video. Here are a few questions that could connect to some of that goal setting. What would you like to read next? Is there a genre you would like to explore more? Have you heard any exciting recommendations from your classmates? Well, as you bring movie making into your classroom this year, there's lots of ways to do it, including the five that we've spent some time talking about together today. You might have kids make book trailers to get other students in their class or far away excited about a book they love. You might have them create a public service announcement to address some informational text goals that you have in a cross-curricular reading experience. You might have students do a compare and contrast, perfect if you're making connections to social studies or science activities. Students can participate in an author spotlight, maybe even tweeting out their final video and tagging that author or an organization that would be excited they're spotlighting that particular person. Or maybe they're doing a monthly recap with a few goal setting pieces included in their video. Now, you can try out one of my free graphic organizers or use it for inspiration for your own design. All you have to do is head over to classtechtips.com/podcast. That's where you'll see the notes for today's episode and a link to these graphic organizers that I've created for you. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, choose the focus of your movie making activity. Next, model the video creation process with an exemplar. Then, have your students make a plan using graphic organizers. And finally, have them create and share their video projects. Are you on the list? The wait list, that is. Well, very soon I'll open up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club. Like I mentioned at the start of this episode, the doors are closed right now. I closed the doors in September of 2019, and they won't reopen again until March. But they will be open March 25th to March 31st, just for 1 week. So anyone who's on the wait list will get something extra special. So head over to classtechtips.com/club to get on the wait list. Or send me a message on Instagram @classtechtips and I will get you all of the info. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow @classtechtips on Instagram or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world, so if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.